Hello, everybody, and welcome back to a special episode of Film Sack. Although lately these have been less than special, they've been kind of frequent. But it's because, you know, we're busy. It's the end of summer. It's the start of fall. We got stuff to do, people to go to see.
You about went in a bad direction, didn't you?
Yeah, it didn't work very well. I'm Scott Johnson. That's Brian Dunaway. Hi.
Hi.
Ibbitt, hi.
Hi there.
Hello, Randy. Hi.
Aloha.
Hi. That's Hawaiian for hi, everyone.
Oh.
And goodbye.
And go. What? That's crazy. Anyway.
Did he just leave?
We.
I get it.
He might actually be gone today, which is why we're doing a live sack, because sometimes that happens. We can't do regular episodes, so we like to not have a week go by where we're gone as often as we can, and here's an opportunity to have a little fun with you guys. So last time we did Quantum Leap, it was kind of terrible. Last time we did one of these. The episode was good, but the show was, you know, it was a really bad episode. Yeah. This is something a little bit different. So just a little bit of background. Brian Dunaway said, hey, why don't we do something from Goosebumps, the
early 90s
thing. Yeah, people love this. If you were a kid then, this was your thing. This was your jam. And I feel like it just missed me. I was not around for this. Everyone else concur. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen an episode of Goosebumps.
Did you read the books to your kids?
Never did, no.
Mm-hmm. Me neither.
I know nothing
it's
about
like the
them.
Right in that middle time, I think.
Right. Yeah. My oldest son, Andrew, he was huge into the Goosebumps books and the TV series. He was into a little bit, but I was probably more into it because I remember growing up and loving these kind of shows like Alone in the Dark, Nickelodeon kind of late 80s kind of thing. Yeah. And I always loved these kids horror type shows.
Yeah. Well, good, because you're going to get some today for sure. Yeah.
Double dose of it.
Yep. So basically how this works is we need you guys, fine folks at home, to go to what Netflix on some devices is calling specials, other devices calling season 5. I don't know why there's the disparity there, but basically it's whatever's after season 4 is what you're looking for. It's on Netflix. You're going to go to, oh crap, what season? Or yes,
season 5, episode 9.
And it's called What Dunaway? That's got a great, crazy name.
Right. The Night of the Living Dummy 3, part 1 and part 2.
Okay,
but we're going to watch part 1 first.
Yeah, we're going to go. We've never done this before, so we'll give you a chance to sort of pause and re-sync and everything in the middle, folks at home. So what I want you to do right now is start that first episode. Again, this is Night of the Living Dummy part 3, part 1. Pause it as soon as you see the rushing trees. I assume that's what those are. I don't even know.
Right. It is. It's like a pan over.
Yeah, it's like a pan over a forest or something. But as those start coming and fading up and rushing, that's where you'll want to pause. And that's where we'll begin. So pause now. Go get that thing synced up. Oh, welcome back. It's good to have you back. Let's do this now. We're going to count 3, 2, 1, go. It's going to be on go. And isn't that what we always do? It's always that,
yeah,
right?
That's right.
Yeah, that's what we always
okay.
do.
Okay.
Yeah. Always exactly the same. Yep.
Always the same.
Never any variance.
So here goes. It starts in 3, 2, 1, go.
Goosebumps.
Well, it's grass.
Oh, it's grass and his feet. And it's R.L. Stein.
Oh, does he make an appearance in this one?
Right.
Who's R.L. Stein?
That's the writer.
The writer of all the Goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
He is the
He's
author.
The Stephen King of Goosebumps. Oh, no, this, I guess, is just an intro thing, right?
It is. Ooh, that lady's bad hair day.
What the hell is happening?
And,
everybody's watching that. G.
Everything.
Whoa, look at the dog.
All right.
This is everything so goes stupid dark. Already. Brian, I'm starting to think you're a genius. This is exactly what we need.
It is a brilliant show.
Was this popular? This did well back in the day?
It was a very popular TV series, absolutely. And the book series, too.
Oh, no.
Coming up on Goosebumps.
So it was horror. It was horror stories for children.
Exactly.
To be honest, I'm kind of freaked out by what I'm seeing.
I love that music.
That's some 90s ass logo, man.
Oh, mm-hmm. Goo! Everything was goo. Hello.
What?
I like that he has the same moles. On
he
his
does
dummy.
Have the same mole. I mean, I wonder if they debated on that. It's like, I don't know if I want to put that mole on his head or not. It's going to be very...
Let me tell you, the only defensive. Debate you'd have about that mole is how soon you could get it off and what doctor's taking it.
Probably more work to get it off the dummy than actually on his off his face.
Yeah. I have one of those.
It's classic fare to have dummies in horror. I mean, Twilight Zone tackled mm-hmm. this. Just about
Poltergeist.
Every... Poltergeist.
Yeah.
They creep people out.
I guess to some degree, Child's Play.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely Child's Play. Chucky is nothing but a mm-hmm. walking
not,
talking.
Not a marionette, puppet. Not a hand puppet, but just a doll.
Right. Yeah. Boy, even that green. That's some StarCraft. I need more Vespene gas green right
Twitter,
there.
Twitter
that's
fail.
Some, that's some black whopper green right there.
Yeah. Oh, so wait, speaking of that, is that about it right there? Is that the
yeah,
general?
Yeah, it okay. ended one day. One day was all it lasted.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Poop update with Brian Ibbett. Fantastic.
Okay, so obviously something. This is part three of this particular storyline with Slappy.
This would be like if there were only ever three episodes with Q in them in Star Trek. This would be the third one.
And he's going to play a huge part in the upcoming movie.
Is the movie written? Does R.L. Stine have a lot to do with all this?
Oh, yeah, totally. He is, as you can tell, he is a dummy.
I have this theory that only successful authors, the only successful authors on the world in the world, use the initial system for their first name stuff.
Right?
Yep.
RLs and
even if it's something George like R. this, extremely popular book series, RL, J.K. Rowling,
J.R.R. Tolkien.
Tolkien, yep. Who else? Any others? S.K.
E.B. White.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Stephen King gets away with it because he's different.
It really should just be Stephen R.R. King.
R.R.
R.R.
I want to read
Oh, you saw that the storage said Slappy on it. So
yeah, is there anything, any setup that we need to know from the first two night of the Slappy dummy?
Slappy dummies? Not that I think. I think this that the dummy has been an influence on several families, I suppose. Every time they go somewhere, bad things happen.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't think there's any.
Oh my gosh.
Cool looking. Look at that second one with the big giant head.
Yeah.
Ooh, there's a clown. Is that? Is
Why did
that,
they all move place? When she uncovered them?
They're all wiggly heads, like bobbly heads.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Uh-oh. That guy's pitching a tent. this thing's taking a real turn.
Right?
Ooh,
he's so angry. Oh, my God. It's talking.
It's mobster. Mobster dummy.
Is he? That's not Slappy. Uh-oh. But if you're here... Then who's in the...
God, does everyone on this thing have moles?
Covered in moles.
So that was another child, right?
Because
he seems a little like a mannequin.
Yeah.
Okay, so... commercial comeback.
Well, they just jump right in, don't they?
3 minutes later after...
Someone had their hand up his butt.
He tried to do that with the wife, with the popcorn.
Dude, that looks like, what's his name from SNL? Actually, Stewart. Looks like Stewart.
He actually used to use that hand through the chair trick for something else besides puppets.
Right? Yeah. He's...
Rabassin?
Who is this, their dad?
This is their dad. And oh, there's Slappy. Maybe we do need some backstory.
Oh, he's been disconnected.
I think that actually happened at the end of part two. I've seen part two where he... takes a spill, and that's how they destroy him.
Does he lose his power when his face comes apart?
I'm assuming that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Do they project home movies on that kid's front teeth? Or my gosh, man.
God, that dummy is as big as a person. No wonder it's so freaking scary. Yeah, now, I've heard from a lot of kids who watch this that the Slappy series was always the most disturbing.
Ew.
And they never acted again anywhere else.
Nope, never seen these people. Although really I've seen those frames at LensCrafters once, but that's about it.
The only person that I know that did a Goosebumps and went on to greater fame was Ryan Gosling.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow.
Oh, we should have done that. Well, maybe that one wasn't good. But.
Well, of course, Goosebumps, Gosling. That makes sense.
Makes perfect sense. Sure, The Notebook, everything downhill from there. The Driver.
You're gonna be a special man to pull off a bow tie.
Was it Driver or The Driver that he was in?
Driver. Okay. Just Plain Driver.
I still haven't seen that.
Oh, it's really good.
I wish it was Just Plain Driver. Like the whole title. Just Plain Driver. Daniel chuckling.
Scary flashback.
I'm doing subtitles, so I'm getting a lot of information about the kind of laughter.
Yeah, you can have subtitles on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have never taken someone sleeping. Yeah. Does that ever work?
Screaming,
no.
Mooing.
There's no way. There's no way that works.
Screaming, mooing.
Okay, yeah. Subtitles make it better.
It really does.
It does make it better.
We recommend at home subtitles.
And if you figure out a way to do something about this font, please.
Yeah, it's such a horrible font.
Well, it's just so big.
Mm-hmm.
I do like that it moves around the screen depending on who's saying it. So right. like,
well, Dad did not do a very good glue job.
No, it's Slappy. He's just about to fall off. You got to let that thing set for an hour.
What'd this girl go on to do?
Uh-oh. Oh, that's the word you're not supposed to read around him because that brings him to life.
Plot two, Barada Nikto, basically.
He keeps it in his.
See?
Fail.
Glue didn't hold.
Back to remember, it's at 1:30 in the morning right now.
I've never been in a house that had the attic, this tropey attic that everyone always has. I've never been in one.
Someone just read a spell and some weird stuff happened, and we're all just going to go on with our lives.
Closest thing we had is our old house. Ibbet, you stayed in there once. The room at the top. The attic was kind of like that, but it wasn't all dusty and creepy.
It's because somebody lived up there.
Yeah.
Like Taylor was living up there, right?
Yeah, that was her room.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like some creepy person living up there.
Hand-animated lightning effects.
Good Lord, that could have gone like twice as fast.
You just went, whoosh, and been done.
Exactly.
Kisses.
Why does that girl look so familiar? I'm looking her up.
Bugging me. Ooh, wacky wheat and rice cereal. That's my favorite.
It looks wacky.
It does.
Auntie Debs. She's the best cereal pitch person ever.
Gasps, chuckling.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, you definitely have to watch it with subtitles.
Is it wrong that I want to kick that dad in the nuts real hard?
Yeah, it's not wrong at all.
Okay, I don't like it.
Too bad Patton Oswalt wasn't available at the time, or of the right age at the time.
German accent, what?
Did you guys ever cut your own bread? I never cut my own bread.
Ooh, was there a bug in his eye?
Look, dad joke.
Oh, it's because he's in a bow tie, guys. Just constant jokes.
Yeah. Dad jokes.
Tinkling.
Man.
Horn honks.
Honks.
These people are really talking down to us. Come on. Engine stops. Oh, my God.
Someone pull over the top with these subtitles.
Oh, that 90s kid.
Oh, those 90 dinosaurs. I love that.
Best
the Andy Warhol dinosaur print. Yeah.
Three out of the four people in this scene are wearing vests. Oh, now there's more people.
Is the kid wearing a Grateful Dead t-shirt?
No, it looks like that. Little bears. No, that's even, she even comments on this. That's a great shirt. Yeah. It's got dinosaurs. Those different colors. Oh, that's amazing.
This is early 90s, right?
Yeah.
Like 90, 91.
I don't know if it's that early.
Dude, he's super into her.
he's totally into it. It should say into her in the subtitles.
He should use some product in his hair.
You're making me want subtitles on every little thing.
kid looks to the left.
Flowers are growing in this pot.
Yeah, someone farted. That's a whale back there.
95 to 98 is when the series ran.
Really? This does not. Oh, you know what it is? The passage of time is just not kind to 95 anymore.
Oh, no one cares.
Okay. Wow,
they
see
could
later,
not
kid.
Have gotten way quicker.
Oh, my nose.
I'm a photographer now. I'm using a camera with a film in it.
Well, he's got his hands on the table.
It's 95.
Just waiting to create some mischief.
He just bumped her boob with his face. just want to point that
these
out.
These are actors, not really brother and sister.
Yep. He enjoyed his day on the set.
It's one of the perks of working on this episode.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like father.
Yeah, like father, like son. No. He's not the son.
Gasps.
Oh, no. No, don't like it. Mm-mm.
It is a Grateful Dead t-shirt.
Is it really?
It's the little top hat skeletons.
Apparently, when you look through a camera at Smacky, something horrible is in there.
Smacky,
I don't know. Randy cares so little, I'm not even getting names right. Forget it. It's a smacky. Schleppy.
I prefer to think the kid made the horn honk.
Right.
Yeah, that is Grateful Dead. That's funny.
Jokes.
He looks like that guy in Vegas I saw.
Which one, the dummy or the dad?
The dad, the magician.
Oh, Matt King?
Matt King. He looks a lot like Matt King.
Could see that. He's like a chubby Bill Nye.
Oh, that is some. This is like the origin of dad joke representation.
Yeah, this is really bad. Is this their house? Turn on a light. Holy shit. You can have one light on.
Your porch light or something?
Something.
Seriously?
How many fake outs are we going to have, right?
Dad. Dad, knock it off.
A shadow scare? We're getting a shadow scare?
Whoa, shit.
Wow.
Apparently.
This is why you don't have feather
apparently
pillows.
He had a pillow the size of his house.
Wow.
Oh, that's going to take hours to clean up.
Yeah, super pissed.
So Jack Black's in this new movie. That's interesting. What's he going to do there?
He is the bow tie wearer.
Is he really?
So apparently it happens a lot.
Are you serious? He's really going to be that guy?
Yeah, totally.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know if it'll be this guy or not, but he's kind of like a scientist.
Seriously, dude.
What did you say, Randy?
Okay, I realize they're all freaking out about, but I'm just like, does anybody have a shop vac? Can we get a shop vac?
Yeah,
right, exactly. This thing is triggering my allergies big time.
Freaking dustbuster, anything at this point.
You ever slept on a feather down?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Totally. I don't like them.
Yeah. This kid apparently sleeps on 10 of them.
We have a feather. There
that are held together with scotch tape.
She's way too good looking for me.
I was about. It's back, I was about to say the same thing. I'm like, yeah, she's way out of his grade.
Yeah, there's no way.
Do it
right now.
Oh, this is gonna take forever. You're not even gonna give us like a vacuum cleaner or anything.
No. Zoop.
Zoop. Ooh, that is creepy right there. I don't like that.
Maybe you could get some of the feathers out of your hair. It's really driving me nuts.
You're totally covered in it.
Now we're going to have to clean up the hallway.
It's a stupid little one piece. Oh, his eyes are moving.
I was about to say, was he wearing a onesie?
Yeah, totally. He probably smells like waffles.
Ooh, clean the side of your house.
Yep.
Homeowners, he's got to be complaining about that.
That is some early 90s clothes right there.
Yeah, totally unrealistic too. Kids cleaning, not going to happen.
Yeah, this part.
This is her Daphne from Scooby-Doo cosplay.
Yeah. You guys. Actually, you know what? There's the analog, Brian. This is totally Scooby-Doo for a different generation.
Oh, it totally is, yeah.
Kind of.
If there's a scene where they're in a long hallway and they keep coming out of different doors and going into other doors, I'm sold. I'm sold on Goosebumps.
I don't think I've heard Randy sigh as much as he has this episode.
Just because it's just nothing like Scooby-Doo. It just,
I keep waiting for little bracketed words to come on screen and Randy sighs.
Yeah. Randy sighs.
I'm going to develop these pictures. Randy sighs. What's with the Doctari vest? That's a stupid thing to wear, that kid. Oh, they're going to go up there and...
So far, I haven't seen very much Slappy, so I'm not understanding why they'd have two parts.
I think they're really pushing that the cows are going to have a lot to do with this episode.
Chuckles.
Okay, so this is the first time I've ever seen this show. Are these continuing characters or are these all one-off stories?
These are all one-off stories with the exception of Slappy's story where
Slappy's the recurring character.
Yeah, but these people are new in his story, right?
Right, yeah. Right, exactly.
Okay. So
these are new people.
Look, I was recently in a dark room. This did not go that quick. Anyway. what was I just going to say? I forgot. It doesn't matter. I was going to say it's like Twilight Zone for kids in a way, right?
It really is. Yeah.
Because it's like different cast every time. You have the narrator at the beginning. It's the same
thing.
Yeah,
you don't want to put your hand straight in the chemical bath. That's not a good idea.
Tongs. You have those plastic tongs.
Oh, they're going to see something creepy. Oh, dear Lord.
Look at it. Every photo has a duplicate photo with dummies instead.
They're funny. I like them.
Okay, this is freaking me out.
I don't like those.
That freaks you out.
So like, wait, is the dummy haunted or is the camera haunted or was the film haunted?
It's like, yes. It's
everything's haunted, Brian. Everything.
Do you guys
especially
know Zane?
Those two old guys from
five,
the Muppets.
He's got five aces. Yeah, you can't do that. That guy's cheating.
Do you guys know any Zanes? Do you guys know a Zane?
No, I don't know any Zanes.
Billy Zane.
I'm of the opinion that there are no actual Zanes in our life. It's all actors or famous authors. That's
the
it.
Name Zane is going to come back in the 20s.
Yeah, probably.
The 2020s.
Back in the 20s, see?
Yeah. Can you believe it? We're going to have a 20s. Like, we're going to say, oh, yeah, remember the 20s?
I'd like to point out, this is the first time in my life that a person has referenced the 2020s to me like that.
Yeah, really?
I am aghast at the
fact. I know, we're only 5 years away from it, and we're going to be talking about the 20s.
Yeah, we're 4 years away. Think of that.
Wow, I need to go. Whew, I need a bag to breathe in.
We're old. That's okay, though, when young people go, you're old.
Right.
I like that because they think they're aging at a different rate, and that makes me laugh. They think they're somehow not aging. They are. I was them once, I understand.
You're so evil.
Yeah. Oh, these two.
Mm-hmm. Mm, plaid shoes.
Both inhale.
And breathe out. Now fire's going to come out of his mouth.
Blueberry pie.
Incinerate the
blueberry
children.
Pie. No.
By the way, we didn't talk last time about why the blueberry pie was coming out of old ladies who didn't eat any pie.
It's just everybody's puking kind of thing.
Yeah.
See, I'm expecting these kids to use some profanity, too, because we're very close out of the Stand By Me, but they're not using any. It's very clean, yeah, sanitized.
Very clean, yeah. This really was for kids.
Yeah.
I think did Zane go on to do anything else? He's the only one of these people that looks vaguely familiar.
The girl, to me, does. I don't know why.
Let's see. We're looking it up now. So you don't have to.
Zane went on to be crapped out the bottom of the porn industry in 1999.
I keep telling myself this is a kid's show. Slappy isn't going to brutally murder all these people.
Right.
I have to keep reminding myself.
That's Hayden Christensen.
It's Hayden Christensen. Zane is Anakin Skywalker.
What?
Yeah, oh my God.
It is.
That's
dude.
The reason why he looks familiar. Yeah. Oh, now he's going to go off and kill some people.
Like the dummy is looking. People. He's got the dummy acting like it's all. Oh, I'm shocked. What's happening here? Your mom's kind of hot.
Yeah, she is, man. She's
good looking.
Mm-hmm. Good looking lady.
Okay, Patty.
I'll kill everybody for you if they kill you.
Yeah, I'll kill a whole temple full of baby Jedi babies.
Right. And some Tusken Raiders.
Yep.
Oh, my God. The carrots have been moved.
Right. Corn on the cob. Oh, mashed potatoes.
It's the spirit of cornhole. He's coming.
This is a waste of perfectly good food.
Yeah, it is a big
somebody
waste.
Get on the table and pee on the cookies.
He is a little tiny man. Look at him.
Wow, he is.
Ooh, she's pissed.
I'm super pissed. I hate all
oh,
you.
Oh, no.
Should have never had kids. Let's see who else is in this thing. Belinda Metz, never heard of him.
They were in there the whole time with you, so what are you freaking out about?
Hayden Christensen, dude.
I know.
We got to find out who the girl is. Can someone find that out? How'd you find out about Christensen there?
Oh, we just went to the IMDb.
What?
Belinda Metz is the mom.
Yeah.
Can I just point out that the clown, instead of roast, had a cherry stuffed in its mouth? That was really adorable.
It's kind of cute. Yeah, you're right.
Now I'm thinking of him as mini dad. He's dadlet.
Dadlet. Lil dad.
Lil dad.
Yep. Hey, lil dad.
The girl is Erica Fairfield. And the only other thing she's really appeared in is Kids in the Hall, Brain Candy, and Death Wish 5.
Oh, so big career. How about Junior there?
Junior.
That is what we're saying, Dad.
Blair Slater. She was in the Truman Show.
Later.
Oh.
Oh, was she the mom?
That would have been 98. What was Truman Show? 98.
98, yep.
Yeah.
What did she do? What was her?
No, it was the boy. The boy was.
Oh.
He was his son?
The youngest kid.
Maybe not. He would have been older.
Didn't have a son, did he, in that?
No, you're right. He didn't. He had the wife and the friend.
Yeah.
Huh.
And then the roundabout.
Young Truman is who he played.
Oh, he was Boy Truman.
Oh,
Boy Truman.
Okay.
All right, what did I miss?
Nothing. Nothing.
Was there any more cows mooing?
The dad still just thinks the kids did this trick to him, and no one trusts anyone. And she has a giant ring on. She's like from the NFL. What's going on? It's happening, man. What's going on?
I think addicts in general scare the crap out of kids.
Yeah, they're pulling all the strings that a 10-year-old would probably...
Right.
Yeah, this house has an attic and a basement.
Wow. How do you decide, all right, I've got a box that needs to go somewhere. Should I take it to the attic or the basement? How do you decide?
Does it need to stay? Does it need to stay cool? Or does this need to be out of the way? Because basements are more moist, but attics get hot.
Mm. Yeah, when they're hot and moist. Because the heat rises.
Hey, hubba hubba.
Hubba hubba.
Does the attic match the basement?
That's why we had to, for that little room we had to have a special air conditioner in that old house because...
Well, that seems like a smart idea. Let's run up the stairs with a knife.
Zane,
he does have a running on.
He's in his same one piece.
I'm going to play a joke.
The office is already open, by the way.
Obi-Wan, I'm ready. I'm ready to go, Obi-Wan.
Brian, the box was sealed with 1 inch of scotch tape.
Right.
It's got Corey Haim lipstick on it. Look at that. Or Corey Feldman. I felt like Corey Feldman had a lot of, well... He has red lips. That's what I meant.
Yeah.
What the crap is happening?
Oh, my. That's scary. I don't like that. I don't like that. Okay, now I see where the creepiness is.
That doesn't look like a rubber mask at all.
No.
Okay, this is supposed to be the same dummy.
Yes, right. Dude, okay. It is.
Just making sure.
Do you remember earlier when Dunaway? Remember when Dunaway remarked that he was a little big for a dummy? Now we know. He's gonna wake his friends up.
Oh, yep, here it comes.
Oh, gross. The goose.
He's gonna use the goose juice.
Is that a thing in the show? A running thing?
Green thing is a power, usually a passage of power, but I don't necessarily know if it's ever like a part of it or anything where it's gonna go, hey, specifically.
Eat your heart out, Jim Henson.
Wow. To be continued.
Okay, now we go on to part two. All right, now here's what you need to do, everybody. You need to pause your film or your thing, and I mean, I just can't wait to see how this turns out.
I know.
We are pausing. We are not autoplaying.
No, we are not autoplaying. So because we just know everyone's got a slightly different setup, so we don't want to do that too.
Get people through the introductory.
No.
We're going
to
talk
I
about
need to
logo
see it
flow.
Again. I've never seen this show before.
Well, mainly because it's just tricky.
Previously on Goosebumps.
So cue yourself up at episode 10 of the specials group or season 5, whichever way you have it listed. This is Night of the Living Dummy part 3, part 2. You probably did autoplay it, but you need to pause it in the same place where the grass is rushing by and it's just started to fade in. And then we'll count it down and say go again. All right, so here we go. Pause us if you haven't. Okay, you're back. Great. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. All right. Wind whistling.
Oh, so we get the wind whistling now. I like the caption being back on.
Yeah, this is pretty good. See, I'm telling you, he does the same like Steiger thing at the beginning where he comes out and says, oh, this week we do whatever. It's basically the Alfred Hitchcock Presents model.
Right. Twilight Zone.
For children. Oh, I really don't like that woman.
That thing is really freaks me out, that woman.
This dog, though.
I do like the dog barking along with the music. Let's freeze frame the dog and then glow his eyes, because it would be really difficult to do that while the dog is moving.
Is this a logo?
Yeah, it is. Okay. It's a G for the Goosebumps. Yeah.
All right. And so they
approached every kid's fear, like stuff from underneath the sink and worms and...
Mm.
Aliens,
typical
werewolves.
Kids' fears, something under the bed.
I wonder how many parents rebelled against this and said, you're not watching that. Probably a lot. Probably a lot.
Yeah, they are going to review.
Yes. Previously on Goosebumps.
Oh, sweet. Man, I'm not surprised. It's ugly as shit and possessed. It's going to kill us all. There is something creepy about a dummy with half its head missing in a big open space.
Big open hole.
Come on, Anakin. Annie.
Annie.
Wake up, Annie.
Annie, are you okay?
Are you okay, Annie?
Brian.
Annie, are you okay? Thinking of that cover by
they spent like $500 on feathers. They gotta show that again.
Yeah. It's a fire hazard. Meh. I have human hands. How weird.
How is he walking? What is that little dummy prance he's doing?
Right.
There's a big hole where his butt
should
be.
So many little people got jobs because of this episode.
No. They just used the guy who's playing the dad.
That's what I was thinking. He looks about the same height.
Yeah. You get a little extra scratch for that.
Is this a guy a mobster?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm getting?
Yeah, he's got flesh hands too. Do you think they all have holes where their butt should be?
I think that would be the same. We all have holes in our butt.
Yeah, but not big enough to put a hand through, I hope.
I don't, Will.
You know, well, let me back that truck up.
Cows mooing. Oh, these people are terrible.
Yeah.
They are like really...
Hey, Cousin Anakin, because you dicked with dinner, you got to go out and hand mow this horrible yard.
While we drink our nice lemonade. Well, you did. Now look at the three ducks.
Did he do the dinner thing?
I bet they're leeches.
Did he admit to that just now?
No, I don't.
Sounds like it. He said he
yeah, because they were implying that he did.
How come he hasn't shown the camera?
Why can't he's lusting after his cousin? That bugs me a little.
Second cousins.
Oh, I guess it's all right.
Hayden Christian breathes a lot when he acts.
He does.
I freaked my kids out in high school, my daughters, because I said, hey, you know, your cousin Thatcher my sister's Korean and not related to me by blood, obviously. And her son Thatcher, who's about my daughter's age, I used to say, you know, if the world ended, you guys could carry on the species if you had to. And you're not actually blood relatives, so it's not like it's weird. And they're like, Dad, it's absolutely like it's weird.
Because you said it.
Yeah, it's weird because I said it. Yeah.
Are you suggesting, Dad, you're sick?
Yeah, I like to.
God. Are we almost done with the Mistral Fund?
I hope so.
Dummy's in the house.
Yeah, dummy in the hizzy.
Time to party.
It's Joe Piscopo, isn't it?
Yeah. It's totally his face. Oh, that is not good. That's
some great trivia.
Amazing.
Backgammon. Who plays backgammon?
I haven't played backgammon in...
I love backgammon.
Ages, man. When's the last time you played?
Did y'all have it in the leather case? Like,
yes, I have that same exact case right there. Mm-hmm. With
wonderful
the,
jeweled pieces and... Mm-hmm.
I don't remember
dice,
how it works.
So many dice.
I don't remember the rules.
I've played within the last year with Crazy Neighbor.
Crazy Neighbors.
Because he plays for $2 a game. There's no game that Crazy Neighbor plays that he doesn't try to make money from.
Saying it's not funny.
My favorite just straight up old board game for making money is Cribbage. Cribbage is
yes.
So
oh, that's a big one for them, yeah. How'd you do that?
That's weird.
It should be Zane, breathily.
Poor, oh, wow,
gosh.
Whoa,
how'd you do that?
I don't like that. It's in the water, too, dude.
That's like a
baby in a bottle.
Yeah, Slappy all of a sudden turning against his own kind.
Bloop, bloop, bloop.
This water tastes funny. Oh, shit.
Hey, remember me? I was on SNL for 6 seasons.
I used to do a really good Sinatra. Do you remember that? Eddie Murphy kind of overshadowed me, but my career's been okay.
Or on the Star Trek Next Generation. I thought Data had to be funny.
That's right. I was on holodeck. See? Meh. I got all muscly and took a lot of steroids.
But I still didn't turn into Carrot Top.
Nope. Mm-mm. Although there's some similarities.
As bad as Hayden Christensen is here, I wish he was this good in Star Wars.
I think he was this good in Star Wars.
I think he's an actually okay actor. He's just that movie made everyone seem bad.
Yeah.
Like Natalie Portman was bad. Everybody was bad. He's a bad director. I'm sorry. Although American Graffiti was pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Somebody looked at this demo reel and said, you know, we need Hayden Christensen for the next Star Wars movie.
We did, totally. Oh, what there?
I don't like it looking like that.
Eyeballing me.
Watch this. What's he going to do?
Hey, dummy.
Yeah, you know how kids talk in the 90s.
Tempting fate. I used to do that kind of stuff. I remember seeing, like, thinking something was in a tree and yelling at it, thinking that maybe I'm tired of being scared. I just wanted to do something.
Whoa, oh, of shite.
Jeez.
That's so bad. Go get him. That looks really weird.
Little steps. Oh.
You know, this is an interesting balance, though. Creating kind of freaky stuff for kids. It's a very weird thing to be able to pull off, I think.
Right.
The books and everything.
I mean, young adult. They don't have boing in the subtitles.
Young adult is, so are there any copycats? Like, the young adult fiction thing is no stranger to people, but are there other, like, Goosebumps-like successes that's
there
scary?
There was a total knockoff called Shivers or something.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
No way. Really?
Yes.
Goose pimples.
I remember this because it was a trivia question that we got asked.
Did you get it right?
No.
But turkey skin. Could you call it turkey skin?
Turkey skin.
Or does
turkey
that mean skin. Something else?
No, that's
chiller. That's what it was. It was chiller. Chiller.
Yeah. Chiller. Or is he grabbing his groin? What is he?
They're trying to pull.
They
out
are like totally murdering this doll.
Pulling out his wood penis.
Oh, just drop a case on him. Oh, that's not what they're planning on doing.
What are they doing? Open. Oh, they're trying to just put him in the. Putting him in storage. Here, Doctari, with your jacket.
How many latches were on that thing? Did you just hear like a dozen latches?
Yeah, that was. Doesn't fit. How's he not fit?
Because he's struggling. Because that's not the real dummy. Ooh. Oh, my arm, not Slappy's arm.
Violent.
Couldn't they just rip him all apart?
Yeah, a minute ago, that was a normal
hand. Or just
hand.
Quarter him.
You're so violent, Randy.
Oh, I'm. Well, yeah, I am. In a situation like this?
Yeah, I don't think I. Oh, no, they're still arguing.
Yeah. This is what kids do. They just, you know, you got to bury something like this. Even if you, now this was, we saw this in MacGyver's episode too, right?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. And then this, where's the Amish dummy? He's right there.
Here he is.
4:30, time for milking.
Blue ground.
He's pissed. My boss man is dead. Where?
Little Slappy is in the well. What's that, boy? Little Slappy fell down the well?
I was trying to find the Slappy actor to see what he had done, because I assumed he went on to do some more voice work, because he sounds very familiar, but...
I would love it if it was like Deep Roy or something.
Yeah, I don't see him really doing
that. Well, there's the different voice guy, and then there's the actor who plays the walking...
Ah, maybe that's... No, this is...
Anik Obanasawin was the...
Anik Obanasawin?
Yes, right? Anik Obanasawin.
Obanasawin.
I'll have that without the rice, though. That seems a little too much. Anik Obanasawin.
Thanks, Obanasawin.
He's done a lot of stuff.
Dummy. I'm going to miss that.
I didn't vote for that dummy.
I'm going to miss the Thanks Obama meme.
Yeah. It's never going away.
Well, probably, but what's going to be the new one? Good luck, Trump.
Thanks, Trump.
Thanks, Trump.
Thank Trump.
Thanks, Trumpily Clinton.
I didn't vote for Trump.
What did I say? Conquering what?
Conquering fears. But you're at the bottom
how did
of the well.
Out of the box. Oh, I guess the.
Ew.
What? I'm sorry. What?
That he was pretty
threw
awesome.
Up a frog. A frog.
That was pretty awesome. What happened?
He's back and he's conjuring.
Look, man, for that yourself. Kid is so much shorter than that girl.
He just vomited up a frog.
Is he the frog? Did y'all turn him into a frog?
He walked right up the wall.
What?
Oh, wow. He ripped that wide open. He is so strong. How did he rip that open but couldn't fight those little kids?
Yeah, good point. Listen, don't try to make sense of it. What's he going to do to Zane?
He's going to bring Zane to life.
He's going to turn Caden Christensen into a dummy.
He's going to give him emotions.
One day you will make
I wonder if
Jumper.
That was Metachlorian. She was, he was.
Yeah, it was Metachlorians, dude.
Metachlorians.
Why are they all talking like
that bat kid?
It's like an episode of freaking.
Ooh, Statler and Waldorf.
It's like Boardwalk Empire. These characters.
Sure, boss.
Oh, they made him into a dummy.
That's the part that I guess it was scary.
Yep, sure enough.
All right.
Ew, weird.
They captured looks like him, too.
It did a pretty good job. Yeah, that's not bad. Get it?
Oh, yeah, say it one more time in case we didn't get it.
He looks concerned.
Slappy looks like
Buscemi. Slappy crackling.
He looks like Buscemi to me. The big eyes.
Right. Until your parents get back.
When they do close-ups, I look like a puppet. But when I stand up, I've got a thick neck.
How does that work?
That's really weird. See, there it is again. Changed again.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't leave it like this, though, right? They're gonna resolve it.
They have 10 minutes to wrap this business up.
It did look like Statler and Waldorf, like a psycho Statler and Waldorf up there. I need to get out of this stupid show.
Are y'all watching that? Y'all watching the Muppet Show? Oh, I think we talked about this before.
Yeah, I like it. Randy
doesn't care for it.
Randy doesn't like it. I didn't like the first one,
but it's really grown on me in the second and third.
I like it a lot.
I dig it. I find myself just...
I'd rather live in a world with a Muppet Show than not one. So even if... I'll take it with its weaknesses. What?
I just...
Oh, the weird words. That's...
Can I say it backwards?
Yeah, say it backwards. Ooh. Then bees will come out of his mouth. Bees!
That little kid, I swear, he looks like somebody.
He looks like the kid from Freaks and Geeks.
That's it.
Yep. Oh, he totally does.
Yeah, you're right. Like,
oh, look out.
Hey, boss, you want me? I should rub him out.
Yeah, I love that.
What? Ooh, no. MacGyver's not here.
Tina fell in the well. What's that?
Show me, boy. Show me.
Wow, taken out of context.
Yeah, don't close your eyes hearing that dialogue.
Oh, it's reading the dialogue that makes it so hard to get the context. Right.
Oh, jeez.
I never thought one of these stories would happen to me.
Right, earlier there was no bucket tied around that. Because I thought there's no bucket in that well, they must not use it.
Yeah.
Well, that was convenient that he tied it to it.
How is he out then?
He crawled up the line, apparently. No, he's in it. He's still in the box, Scott.
What?
He's still in the box.
I don't know if I'm ready for
this. He has a twin brother.
Slippy.
You know, I got to get done.
Slippy.
I got to. I'm changing my name to Slippy.
He's not in here.
What, did you have to feel?
Yes. Size. Ooh, there was Size.
That was Size.
They finally got Randy. I can hear you. I can hear you, Randy.
Who made the bed?
Who cares? Thank God.
He's wearing the same onesie.
Ooh, look at this guy. Checking him out.
Got a gun.
What are they having? Some sort of conference?
Yeah,
they're just kind of chilling out. Is this a lot of effort to be alive?
Welcome to DummyCon 2015. DummyCon.
Doom,
doom, doom. Okay. Why do they sleep? Because it's convenient.
I think I can kind of see the appeal if I was a kid.
Oh, totally.
They were tapping into something.
Bling, bling.
They're touching on a lot of the fears that I would have as a kid. I get freaked out by people getting disintegrated in a Star Trek. I can certainly get freaked out by thinking that a puppet might turn me into a puppet.
Yeah, for some people it's, everyone has, what's that? There's a specific phobia where you can't deal with like very porous things. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
Oh, I yes, I do.
The sponge.
Yeah, what's that called, Randy? It's got a word like flacotachyphobia or some weird name.
Hold on. Trip.
Flacotachyphobia.
My son's, I wouldn't call her his girlfriend, but they're friends. He hangs out with this girl who has that real bad, and anything that has like a porous look to it or like a bunch of holes, like a sponge or a fruit.
So, Trypophobia.
Trypophobia.
T-R-Y-P-O.
It's really bad.
T-R-Y-P-O. Trypophobia.
I'd never even heard of it until she came along.
And so, by the way, Google that at your own risk.
Yeah, if you're not really bothered by it, it won't bother you. But
what is it? Trypophobia?
T-R-Y-P-O.
Yeah.
Trypophobia.
Just do a Google image search for it, and there's tons of it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's creepy as hell.
Yeah, your skin will turn porous.
Well,
something?
Some people put it on, they Photoshop it on somebody's skin.
Yes.
Just to freak out. And that is kind of gross looking, but there's some people that just react to that more than, oh, he read the words. We missed it.
Oh, so it's like a fear of your pores, like
holes.
Going.
It's just a fear of a bunch of holes in you.
Which you do have. I mean, your pores are essentially little holes. Yeah. You just can't see them.
Don't tell people with trypophobia, though. Right. They don't want to hear that.
You're full of holes.
Nothing but holes, eh?
Okay, careful. I wish they'd done more with the mobster puppet. He was my favorite.
Yeah, he was pretty good. He was underused. Wait, does the words work or not?
There he is. Back.
He's back.
Well, what was that about? Why'd they lay down?
It's what puppets do. Shut up.
Sorry, boss.
Oh, I know what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
This is the trope. The mobster Bob, the one over the Monster dumb Bob. One is going to turn on him. He's going to Darth Vader and throw the Emperor down the pipe.
This is how you do it.
Yeah.
This is how you betray someone. I think Hayden Christensen is going to come up and fix this situation.
Because he's treating him like crap. Mm-hmm. And he's going to help.
Oh, you're right. Here it comes. She's working him. She's working him.
Uh-oh. Randy's got his finger in a socket or something over there.
I ain't no slave.
No.
Oh, no, he doesn't say that. What does he say in the new, when he throws the Emperor?
That's it. No.
No, that's the one where he gets
the Emperor, when he does the Emperor?
Yeah, he says something now.
He says, suck it, Emperor, and then he throws him down the...
Suck it.
Suck it, Emperor.
Palpatine, you're a dick. Go down the toilet hole.
Yep, he's throwing him out that window. I think you're right.
I think I got it.
That window is open. He's supposed to pick him up and carry him out there and throw him off. Boop.
Ooh. Oh, right in the
dummy fight. Paluta.com.
For all your fetish needs.
Yeah. Here at dummyfight.com.
Oh, he's playing his part. Don't go against the family.
Family of what? Puppets? Marionettes?
Don't look at him. I'm a dummy.
That guy's not doing anything.
No, because he didn't breathe his green...
Right.
Green poop into his mouth.
Green poop.
Both grunting.
Yep, here it comes. You're right. He was going to carry him out.
Throw him out the window.
Oh, you weren't kidding.
Yep.
Oh, just spot on.
They're Vadering this whole episode.
He caught... Kick him out.
Mission Bosch.
Yeah, I got old man puppet arm string. Apparently not. You got whacked in the...
Whoa. There will not be a part three.
Actually, it was part four.
Was there a part four?
It's a part four. There's discussions of a part four.
And there's a part... Well, the movie.
I guess he's going to be in the movie, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that kid.
Bait.
Go away, Peyton.
Go away, Peyton.
I just had the weirdest dream.
Oh, please tell me this ends with them turning around and seeing a puppet and going, oh, and running out and freeze framing.
Beep, 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 beep. Farewell.
What's happening? Beep,
beep, beep. The wind is taking a change. It was blowing to the east. Now it's blowing to the west.
Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome.
It did end with a freeze frame.
It did. That's amazing. Oh, birds chirping. Okay.
Well, see? When the cows are mooing, there's trouble.
Birds are chirping, things are good. Cows are mooing, bad things to come.
Thanks, Rocky.
Oh, break Rocky. My neck, why don't you?
Nice guy.
Yeah, no problem, Buzz.
Oh, no, this is what the sequel will be. It'll be all about Rocky coming back.
Right.
Because watch his eyes move.
Yep.
It didn't happen.
Did not move his eyes.
No, it was like the Inception top.
Okay, trope. Girl is all freshened up, has perfect hair now. Look at everyone, bright and happy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. Oh. Mm-hmm. Now you must go home. Don't give him false hope.
Look at him. He's so tiny. Little dad.
He's such a little man.
I'm such a little man.
What does the wind chimes have to do with anything? I don't know. Like,
just to freak us out.
Just so they can put tinkling
in the subtitles.
They kind of give me goosebumps.
Yeah. Just a little bit of goosebumps. Whoa, what the frick?
Dude, no way.
Just kidding.
That's the best ending ever, dude. Oh, that's amazing.
And that boy grew up to be Stephen King.
That's great.
Over.
That's the story. I'm Marl Stein.
Hello. Stare at my mole.
Just as bored with this crap as you do.
Stare at my mole.
He's kind of Stephen Kingish.
Oh, no. He's a puppet, too.
Wow. Please tell me there's an even bigger R.L. Stein that we're about to see.
Like a great big, like, huge animatronic.
I felt like he was just, it ended with him looking at the camera like, yeah, I know this is stupid.
Totally. They should have freeze framed on that.
That was awesome. Dunaway, props for not only getting us a good October pick, but, like, that was great. That was stupid and great.
It was bad.
Yeah. Oh, man, I'd love that ending. The turning neck thing is so dumb. Really, really good. All right.
Special effect ever.
If you, the one thing we never do tell people out there is if they want to suggest a one of these kinds of things that we do when we're doing
the TV show suggestions.
Yeah, the special coverage things, then let us know if you have any suggestions because we really enjoy them. They're fun. And we're happy to take your suggestions. I have no idea what's after this. Probably some Halloween movie,
Monster
right?
Squad is after
Monster
this.
Squad. Monster Next Squad. Next week for Halloween.
All right. As long as Netflix doesn't pull it, those bastards. You may have noticed we didn't do Cujo.
Because
they pulled it. But we're looking forward to that. We always like our Halloween episode, and that's the one this year. So looking forward to that very much. Thank everybody for being here. Go to filmsack.com for everything, including this and all our other live sacks we've done, as well as our regular episodes. For me, for Brian, and for Randy. Mm-hmm. We'll see you next time.